So last Sunday evening, a bunch of us who call Emmaus Church home gathered together in a facility about 2 miles due west from here in order to worship and to see the place, because it is a facility that we are looking at and praying about being the long-term home for Emmaus Church, right? And so we looked at this facility, 12,250 square foot facility over on South Lee Court there in that area, about 2 miles west from here again. And it was a cool time of worship. It was an amazing time to get together and sort of cast vision and talk about really the particulars, the details. So what kind of ministry opportunities does the facility like this offer to us, and what are the financial requirements, and answered all of those questions. Now, all of that to say this: if you call Emmaus Church your church home, it is absolutely critical that you get online and that you listen to that talk from the other night, right? And so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna challenge you, if you haven't listened to it already, to go on emmausbible.com, to go into the media section, to find sermons, to go where it says click on here, to click on there, and to listen to that that recording, that podcast. If you're on iTunes, just look up Emmaus Church on iTunes and download that latest talk from last Sunday night called Another Step of Faith. Get that and listen to it. Again, it is crucial that you are on the same page, that you understand where we're at, where we're headed, what God's doing, because we just don't have enough time to repeat all of it here in this venue this morning. Now, along with that, everybody who showed up last Sunday evening got one of these, and this was basically the literature that goes along with everything we talked about on Sunday evening. So if you take this, you listen to the podcast, you listen to the talk online, it will go along perfectly. This is what we covered. And again, this was an effort to really cast vision and to communicate and to let you as a church know kind of what God's doing right now. And we're continuing to follow his lead until either we see this thing fulfilled and become reality, or we hit some massive, huge brick wall that God puts there. But I'm telling you, like you heard last Sunday evening, church, everything up to this point has been green light, green light, green light, green light. So here are the next steps. The next steps for us, and just kind of give you some context, for 2.5 years now, we have been what they call in church planting world, church in a box. And what church in a box means is that you were setting up and you were tearing down every single Sunday morning. And for this season, we've been in that difficult, that hard church planting season, the first couple few years where you were setting up and you're tearing down, and it's temporary space and shared space, and you kind of deal with all the intricacies there. And here we are looking at this possibility of having long-term space, but here are the things that need to happen now. So right now we are, the owner of the facility was on vacation all last week, so we're able to communicate with him. We'll begin those communications again on Monday. We're negotiating the lease details right now. We are meeting with various contractors right now to figure out, to kind of use some discernment. Lord, who do you want us to go with? And there's some build out that needs to take place in this facility. We have been meeting last week. There were a lot of meetings that took place with like fire and inspectors and city officials. That's really, really fun stuff. And then just so you know, once we look at all of these things and we have some clarity there, here's what happens. There is an outside board of overseers here at Emmaus Church. Until we get elders installed, this outside board of overseers has existed from before Emmaus Church even launched. They provide accountability. They have their eyes on the finances. They're asking me the difficult questions that they are helping to provide to ensure integrity and financial stability and all of those important things in our church, and have been since really before day one. When all of those things get figured out, the contractor and the lease and all the things are set in front of us, at that point, the outside board of overseers, who already knows about the building, already is aware of our finances, already is aware of where we've been thus far, they will give final approval. And then after they have provided final approval, that's when we go forth. Now, I want to bring clarity there, so you know this isn't Pastor Anson in a back room deciding what's going to happen, right? You need to understand there is accountability. There is this covering, as there should be. So those are the next steps. And like we said on Sunday evening, here's what we're challenging you to do and calling you to do if you call Emmaus Church your church home. And that's very important. If you call Emmaus Church your church home, here's what we're asking you to do. 3 things specifically. Number 1, pray. Pray like crazy. pray like crazy. We have said this from the beginning. If we are looking for a long-term facility without praying, we're incredibly foolish. That's destructive. So we need to make sure we are covering this thing in prayer. We're asking the Lord to give us much discernment, to lead us by his Holy Spirit as we make decisions that are hard decisions, but decisions that need to be made. So pray for our church, pray for building and city officials and all these various things that need to be prayed for. We're asking you to cover that in prayer. Part of the reason why we've been doing this three-week prayer series, which we'll wrap up in just a few minutes, is because we're in this season right now where we need to be a people of prayer. We need to be reminded of how critical prayer is and what this thing prayer is all about. The second thing that we asked you to do and we challenged you to do this past Sunday, we are calling you, Emmaus Church, those who consider Emmaus Church to be your church home, we are unashamedly and unapologetically calling you to give generously and to pray about what you would give over and beyond your regular tithe to Emmaus Church. So if you leave this building out on the Bible table, here are these documents. We laid out all the financial particulars so that there is no question about what Emmaus Church right now has to go towards build out, what Emmaus Church needs to complete build out, and what the differential is. And we are asking you, church, over the next 2 months to pray about what you will sacrificially give towards this build out effort. And again, we call it sacrificial giving because it's sacrificial, right? We said on Sunday night, not a whole lot of us have $250 laying under our pillow just to do whatever with, right? It's sacrificial because it has to come from somewhere else. So maybe it's from the $4 latte we get every single day of the week. Maybe it's from something else, but we redirect those funds for a season towards kingdom work. And then the third thing we said on Sunday night, which we are calling you Emmaus Church. And by the way, can I just say this? If you're visiting Emmaus Church, you're kicking the tires, you're just kind of figuring out if this is a church for you, we ain't asking you to give a dime. You don't give anything. This is for people who, man, Emmaus Church is my home, and I'm here, and I'm rooted in, and I'm connected, and I'm seeing this vision, and I'm on board, and let's do this. Let's do some damage for the kingdom in this area of Atlanta. Then we're asking you to pray through that. And then the third thing is this. We are asking you, church, to serve. To serve. And here's what that means. So we're looking at this facility, and if you have certain gifts, if you have certain talents, just so you're aware, we need you. So somebody came to me after Sunday night was over and said that it was a married couple, and they said, you know what, we were wondering, we've been renovating our house and we just finished our concrete floors and we were wondering why God had us doing that. And I said, you're signed up immediately, right? We need to know that. So if you know how to stain and finish off concrete floors, if you know how to lay carpet, if you know how to put up drywall, if you know how to paint, and that does not mean you've held a paintbrush before, right? That means you really know how to paint and straight lines are good, right? Those kind of things, we need you. So here's what we're asking you to do even this morning, that you would take those connect cards in your bulletin, and if you have some sort of particular trade or gift, you lay tile, you lay carpet, or whatever it may be, we're asking you to take that connect card and write that down on there and let us know your name and your contact information, because we want to get together a planning meeting with all of those people like that and try to see what kind of things is the Lord calling us to do sort of in-house. And so all that to say, there's some exciting stuff happening at our church. I mean, again, back to the prayer piece, Emmaus, just so you're aware, there are other opportunities right now happening behind the scenes that I can't even really talk about right now because they're not finalized, they're not for sure, but they're really, 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 really exciting. And I hope to be able to tell you something, give you an update next Sunday morning, because there are things in the works right now that if they worked out, just the sovereignty of God all over this stuff. And so pray for your church, pray for decisions being made, pray for my wife's sanity, as there's a lot of hours right now where I am kind of going, and Pastor Travis is kind of going, and some, the conversations with the Board of Overseers, and there's an internal group of men here in this church who are helping to kind of pray through some things and help give wisdom to this thing. And so just pray all over this thing. Pray. Amen? Amen. Amen, church. Okay, good.